Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I just so thank you this morning again as I just ponder on how your mercies are new every day. You take familiar scriptures and then it's just breathed life into a new, and we see it from a different angle. And it just blesses us to see our inheritance as your workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for our lives. So thank you for this encouragement this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Ephesians 5, verse 1 to 4. Watch what God does, and then you do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly, what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect.
Thanksgiving, hallelujah, is our dialect. And why is it our dialect? On Saturday, I went to get my tires fixed, and I do it on the side of the road here. It's a guy I go to normally. And then a guy came over to me, an African gentleman, and he started asking me questions, and he asked me to pray. And it was beautiful. He opened the door for me. He says, what can you tell me? You know, and then immediately I said, you know, we're all born into a family and then into a culture and then into the family's reputations. And that's what we get caught up. But I said to him, you know, until you realize you come from God, amen, He's high and lifted up and He fills the earth and He fills the heaven, but He's got a place for you. Paul tells us to pray, our Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth finds their true name. So you've got to wake up to this family. And I shared with him, you know, you can come from a bad family or you can come from a good family and you would still be missing out if you don't wake up to the reality that you come from God, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. Amen. Before Him in love, in fellowship with Him. And that's what it's all about. Because when you get back to that, you waking up to a new life. Amen. And yeah, and then I prayed for him. And then I went and walked away and I thought, you know, that I'm talking about being born again, but I never used those words. And I've never seen being born again is waking up to the heavenly realities of God's love for you. And then like Jesus says, you can't see, and then he also says that you can't get into the kingdom, into the family, unless you're born again. So it's entering and seeing, and then he says it's so important, you know. And that is entering into the family, and that's how it just blessed me again, you know. And then yesterday morning on the way to church, I still said to Danita, you know, why do we so proclaim this gospel? And we start with sin and the devil, you know, where, I mean, God has been there all along. I mean, even the devil comes from God, that was made by God, but we was made him to be obedient angel, but he became a deceptive, disobedient angel. So why don't we start the gospel with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the angels and their goodness and their power towards man? I mean, the earth was made because of God's love. But even before the earth was made, God predestined us in Christ. So the earth was made for God and his people to fellowship with him, as we see with Adam and Eve, and be obedient. Because no other Lord, no other God that has got love, the best intentions for us, but this heavenly family. And praise God, in Jesus we've been brought back into it. And that's a big reality. And then when you're in that reality, this word we had now just becomes so easy. And if it's a daily and an hourly and a minute And a secondly thing, it's a constant reality that you walk aware of and you stay in. Then your language, as it was speaking here about, will be in the light because you acknowledge him. When a mind is set on Jesus, you kept in total peace, you know, and then if you in this, and this God is meeting you, God is drawing close. You can only but overflow and encourage other people around you. So that was just such a blessing to me, being reminded that if we not born again, we can't see the kingdom and we can't experience the kingdom. And the kingdom is here. We get translated out of the kingdom into the kingdom of the Son of His love to find our name, our purpose in fellowship with the Father and Son. So that's what is so important. So just be blessed again to know you were sent here with a mission, with predestined purpose, and he now calls you, and that calls your name. Your name is relevant to that purpose so that you can be justified, you can be glorified, and that's being the person God made you to be a light in your family, and a light in your surroundings, and a light in South Africa, Africa, and the world. Be blessed and arise and shine, because God is there to draw close to the lowly in spirit, and he's with the lowly and the humble. So be lowly and humble. Don't go take on arrogance again, and don't go take on that way you're putting yourself out, because God knows you from a distance when you're arrogant. But when you lowly and humble, God draws close and he blesses and he lifts up and he motivates. And that which he gives you, he fulfills. He's the author and the perfecter of whatever he's saying or whatever he's leading you into. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.